So Liz, obviously this story has come out today about the homeless man that was swept up into the bin lorry in Rochester High Street. It's obviously quite a dramatic kind of scene of events that we can see down there today from the pictures and with all the emergency services that have been to visit. What was your kind of initial response when you first heard about it?
Just a tragic accident and one of the perils of rough sleeping.
And that's really sad that obviously that person felt that they obviously couldn't access the help last night, obviously no fault of your own, but is this the kind of thing that you're seeing on a regular basis now, this kind of circumstance like this poor man that's obviously been sleeping in a bin last night?
In Medway, I've not known of anybody else that's slept in a bin, but there are people, unfortunately, who for various reasons don't want to stay inside in shelters. You know, they'd rather be alone than they would sleeping with other homeless people.
This kind of circumstance, do you think things like this will kind of carry on? Do you think you'll be likely to kind of see it happen again now you've already seen it once?
Hopefully not. We will be doing our best, and I'm sure other organisations in Medway will be doing their best to, you know, alert rough sleepers to the dangers of sleeping in bins. You know, it's really not safe. I can fully understand why somebody would do that. It was bitterly cold last night, but, you know, I'm sure other organisations as well as ourselves will be, you know, alerting people that it's really not a safe thing to do.
What does this kind of say about the current state of the situation in Kent and Medway, do you think?
I think homelessness is on the increase. What I can say is that we do work in other parts of the country as well. And in Kent, specifically in Medway, there are a lot of organisations that are now, in the last year, have been working really hard to work together to provide a more cohesive support system for rough sleepers. You know, moving forward, there has been some amazing work been going on, and this, unfortunately, is just a tragic accident.